Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hi, I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, not too bad, I guess.
Not too bad.
No, I think things are okay for the moment. I'm more concentrated on trying to get the show working and everything, but...
We're still rookies at this.
Yeah, well, this is our second time on, actually, live, because our first show, our second show was actually a phony show. We pre-recorded the show.
Oh, did we really?
Yes, we did.
I felt like it was live. Did we trick anybody else?
I don't know if we tricked anybody or not. We're on, though.
Awesome. What are we going to be talking about today, Big JD?
We're going to talk about burps today. No, we're not. I've seen everything, actually. I could die today.
You could die today?
Basically, the studio out here is on a farm.
Yeah.
And I'm driving down the country road, and I see the littlest girl walking down the side of the road. Like 2 feet high,
mm-hmm.
carrying the biggest duck I ever saw. I've seen it all.
That was
it was
just
amazing, actually.
Here?
Yeah. Little girl carrying a big orange beak duck with an orange beak.
That's
a rare duck.
You sure wasn't a goose?
It might have been a goose. No, it was white.
Yeah.
Yeah, but gooses.
Geese?
No, gooses.
No, gooses.
You say geese, I say goose. But anyways, I thought geese are like the Canadian geese, gray and all that
stuff.
No,
that's just one kind of goose.
Okay. Yeah, it might have been a goose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got goose down there at the Rhodes farm.
That was funny.
That's her last name, Rhodes. I'm pretty sure they're listening right now.
The Rhodeses?
The Rhodes.
The Rhodes. Any relation to Randy?
No, but they got a son named Rocky.
Well, let's get the show on the Rhodes. What's the show about today?
It's about collections.
Collectors and collections and collecting. Are
yes.
you a collector?
I think everybody's a collector of something.
To some point. I think there's different definitions of collecting. And even collectors and collections. There's collection agencies.
Yes, there is.
They hound me all the time.
No, they don't.
No. They call for my brother, though.
Do they?
Yeah. And they always think I'm lying, probably thinking that it's probably him saying it's not. He gives them my number. It's funny. They're collectors. They're trying to collect money. You owe to other people.
Yeah, that's totally different from what I think we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, did I mention my shoulder hurts?
No. Tell us about that, Big JD.
Well, the last day I was at therapy.
Yes.
The therapist was cranking my arm back like he always does to stretch out the scar tissue.
Like
and
a big
heard
old
a big crack.
Claw machine.
And he's like, did you feel that? And I'm like, well, yeah, I felt it. Am I okay? Did you break my arm? That's what I thought happened. Seriously. It was just like, and not like a cracking, like anything. You know how you crack your back and that kind of thing? This was a big snap, crack, go pop. And it was the last bit of scar tissue, I guess, for that particular movement anyways. And doesn't feel good. Hasn't felt good in 3 days now. That was on Friday, and this is Sunday, so it's still hurting more than ever.
So it hurts.
Hopefully it's nothing broken.
It hurts differently, though.
Yeah, it hurts differently. Like, I don't know about differently, but more. It's more intense right now. The pain is excruciating. I'm trying to keep my mind off it and just enjoying the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. And a big hello out there to Amy, who's listening
to
the show.
I had the pleasure of listening to Amy the other night there.
Yeah.
She's a wacky girl, I think.
Amy on A Touch of Class Radio. That's DJ Amy.
Now, you know her personally.
Yes, I do.
And this is from therapy.
We can't talk about her.
Okay.
Collectors, collections, collecting.
Yes.
So what do you think that you might collect or?
Collect guitars.
Okay. And I don't think you have to have a lot of something to collect, because sometimes you, maybe the person wants like a few certain things and that's their collection to them. Not necessarily 100 of something or thousands of something, but a few of exactly what you want, and that's your collection.
That's right. I think that actually adds to the value of each item in the collection. Like my sister, she has hundreds of these little houses, and they're on shelves in her house. A ton of these, like you, it's like you'd have to go through a museum. Like, you know, you have to look at each individual one because each one is so cool to look at. But she's got so many, it really takes away from the individuality of each one.
Right.
So I say I like the idea of you don't have to have a lot to say I have a collection.
That's right.
Of,
sometimes a few of something like, you know, really important to you is maybe better than having like a whole.
As many as you can collect.
All kinds of them that you're just collecting just to collect maybe.
Right.
As opposed to the things you really like. Or sometimes people have a big collection and they really only like a few of what's in the collection, like that are outstanding.
That's right. Yes. Now, there's some wacky things that people collect, like plates. People collect plates.
Yeah, a lot of people collect. That's a big one, plates.
I know.
The little plates. And you get them with things on them, like from where you traveled and things like that. Like the spoons. That's a big one, too. The plates and the spoons.
Plates and spoons. Where does that come from?
I don't know, but they may as well get a fork and knife with it, too. Yeah, but exactly. I don't think you collect those little ones. But the no plates, everybody, nice. They got plates all along the top of the wall around the rooms.
Yeah.
And the spoons, they got racks that hold the spoons. Sometimes the plates have a little thing so that you can sit it upright on a table.
Oh, yeah. Tons of those.
Display it and show it.
Yeah.
Look at, I was at Niagara Falls and I got this plate.
Did you ever eat off the plate?
No, they don't eat off those. Those are collector's items.
You'd think you'd like to eat off each one at least once.
Yeah.
Like a plate is for one specific
purpose.
Yeah, but they're little
for show plates. Amy says she collects dust bunnies.
Oh, I collect those too.
Well, it's Sunday. Maybe you should start cleaning the house today.
Purge her collection?
Purge. Yeah. That's a collection that you just throw away. It's disposable.
Disposable collection?
What was I going to say about the plates, though? Something very, very, very important.
Was it funny?
Probably was hilarious. No, I don't recall what it was. No, it couldn't have been so great. Something about the plate collecting, and I mentioned Niagara Falls. And that's it.
Okay.
I think it brought to mind the shirts. My parents went to Niagara Falls and all they got me was this stupid t-shirt.
Right.
One of those kind of things.
Yeah.
But that's not a collectible, really. Unless you collect shirts.
Right. And remember our buddy, Mark LeBeuf?
Yes, I do. Mad Dog.
Mad Dog,
if you're listening to the show, hey.
Get on Yahoo Messenger. I remember he had an awesome t-shirt collection.
Yep.
He started collecting when he was younger, and then he obviously, he started bodybuilding, and there was no way he was ever going to fit into it again,
right.
But he had a ton of band, mostly, t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
And these are bands he saw for the most part. He had, like, a room specifically for his shirts, and he kept them in the dark, because he felt that the light was actually harming the material, and they wouldn't last as long. I don't think his girlfriend is digging that. I think she made him get rid of that.
I think he's married now to somebody.
Is it married? Is he actually married?
I think that he's married.
I know
he lives with her. Okay, I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think he's married.
In the Villages, right?
Yeah,
I think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see him again sometime. Last time I saw him, he was out riding his bicycle in the summertime when I was going to the Academy of Learning, taking some courses there, computer courses. And I saw him, and that was years after I'd hung out with him and stuff. And I think I got his number, and I was going to give him a shout, you know, just to shoot the shite, as they say.
Shoot the shite.
Off topic, of course. Well, not really. A t-shirt collector. A buddy of mine collects Harley shirts, and he likes to get them from that actually have the name of the Harley store.
Harley store, yeah.
And he collects them from all over the place, and he's really trying to get one from Japan. Says he can't find one. So any of our Japan friends out there, Japanese friends listening to the show, if you can find a Harley Davidson shirt from Japan, let us know.
Let Big JD know.
And how would they let us know?
They could give us a call, area code 519. Well, if you want, area code 519-975-2515. Give us a call over here at Jabbercast Studios.
Stalkers and everything now.
I doubt it.
It's a wrong number anyway.
No, they can actually call that number. I'd love to talk to somebody on the air.
I'd just love to talk to somebody. You know, I'd really like to talk to somebody about my problems and issues.
That's why you're on the Jabbercast.
That's right. So I can get everything out in the open. Make me feel good.
How about you? You collect anything?
I'd like to say that I probably do collect things and not really know it on a small scale as opposed to a grand scale.
I think you collect bags, buddy.
I do collect bags. I love bags, suitcases, and
containers of all sorts.
Containers of all sorts, sure. I suppose. I don't know. I have some guitars, like you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you had guitars?
Yeah, I have
yeah.
a small that, collection of guitars.
That's your collection, sure. I collect Gibsons, strictly.
I wish.
I wouldn't take anything else, anything less.
Still. You have other guitars besides Gibsons?
No, sir.
You don't?
I got a Fender Precision Bass, but I wouldn't own anything besides Gibson and Marshall.
And then what about the Fender P Bass?
Yeah, what about it?
That, obviously, that doesn't fit into the category.
It doesn't, no. I'd take a Gibson bass for sure.
So would I.
I remember one of my bass players rented a Gibson bass for a particular show, and that thing was awesome, man. Sounded fantastic. And I remember it was a cool shape, and it was red, like matched my guitars, because I've got a red SG and a red Les Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same color, like they must have been around like a same year thing. And
right.
It was
Thunderbird, was it? Or Explorer shape?
Sort of an Explorer shape, actually, okay. Now that you mention it, I think. I don't know if it was exactly an Explorer shape. Maybe it was. I don't remember now. I probably have pictures of it somewhere, but yeah, I have a little collection of guitars, I guess.
That's something that people collect. Pictures.
Yeah, some people collect. Oh, pictures, sure. Now, would it be pictures of your family and photographs, family pictures and things like that, or just pictures in general of something in particular? Or
yeah.
Sometimes people just collect pictures or photographs of.
Yes, they do.
Certain things. How about.
How about.
Keychains, Amy says. Keychains.
How about keychains?
A lot of people collect keychains.
Is that right?
Sure.
I know that they're along the same line as the plate thing. Cause you can
or
go
matches, to, matchbooks. People collect matchbooks from all over the place as well.
When I was a. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say my cousin had a huge matchbook collection, kind of got me into it when I was a kid, so I started collecting them. And I know that it was such a big thing at one time that you could collect matchbooks from places, and they actually had the tips of the matches clipped off. So it would just be the stick inside, but not the little part that you would light, because they're collectible.
Right. You know,
weird.
Start on fire. Yeah, the very first badge that I got as a Cub Scout was the collector badge, and it was for my matchbook collection.
Collector badge.
Collector
badge. You got that because you had a matchbook collection. That was your award for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat. So you collected matchbooks.
I did collect matchbooks at one time.
You looked at me like, matchbooks? Like, what are you talking about?
No. I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah. Okay. I collected a lot. And I did collect keychains at one time, and I used to hang them from my closet door handle, and it went all the way to the floor. Just tons of keychains.
Really?
Yeah. Tons and tons and tons of them. And I probably have a couple of them. And what about fridge magnets?
Yeah.
We tend to sort of collect fridge magnets. You find something cool and you buy it, throw it in the fridge.
Without even trying.
And I have a couple old ones from we had on the fridge at home when I lived at home, my parents and everything.
Sweet.
Blondie and Dagwood. Two separate ones. They're fridge magnets of the character. And it's like, they're kind of flat, but they're puffy. There's something inside them that makes them a little bit puffy.
They stick out. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
There's some depth to them.
Yeah. Kind of neat. I still have those.
So do you push on Blondie's boobs every once in a while?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I'm married.
You wouldn't know it from the people living at your house last week or so.
That's what I told her when I dropped her off at the airport. I got to hurry home, man, because there's going to be like 100 people there waiting to get in. The big bash.
Yeah, I saw your pictures that Lana sent you back. Those are beautiful.
She's in France. Is it Chamonix or Charmonie? Because I've seen it spelled two different ways on the internet. She's told me it with an R, Charmonie, N-I-X, and I've seen it Chamonix. Or there's more place like on the internet with Chamonix.
Chamonix. That's how I know you pronounce it.
Well, she told me an R, and I looked it up an R, and I saw a couple that showed Chamonix. And that sounds more like it would be to me. That sounds like a wine. Oh, we have our best Chamonix.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to try that this evening with your chicken and your cacciatore and your breast.
Have you ever waited tables before?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to. Actually, what I'd really like to do is cut hair.
You like to cut hair?
Mm-hmm. I would like to cut hair.
Why don't you start on yourself?
I don't think you have to know anything about it except to be able to talk like this. We're going to take a little bit off the top here, and we're going to straighten this out, and we're going to curl this up a little bit, and you're just going to look fabulous, darling. That's all you need to know.
And make big bucks when you talk like that.
Yeah, huge bucks. Yeah, well, this guy must know what he's doing. He's a flamer.
Well, that's the thing about haircutting. If you're a guy, it seems like he's a guy and he cuts hair. He must be like one of the upper echelon haircut and dudes.
Yeah. Stylist.
A stylist, yeah, whatever. Right. And whereas if it's a woman...
No, not whatever. Stylist.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean a whatever you there.
You just stepped all over me. Crushed my dream of becoming a stylist.
Whereas there's more women in the industry than men, and women are treated like, you know, you go to the Golden Razor or, oh, people are calling the show now.
Here we go. And so, the Golden Razor, yes, the Golden Razor. I used to go to the Golden Razor for haircuts here and there. I remember when I was younger, I went to a guy that would feather mine and my buddy's hair. And I don't know why I ever parted or wanted my hair parted down the center, but I didn't have the kind of hair that you could part down the center. It was so curly and crazy. It wasn't like an afro or anything, but it was very curly. And like ringlets when it was really long down to my bottom. And but this particular little barber shop, the guy would say, oh, you want it feathered like the parrot, because he had a parrot in his shop. But anyways,
feathered like the parrot,
that's nothing collectible. That's not collectible.
Some people collect locks of hair though.
Do they?
Of
I've never heard of that.
Of their kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can't be a very big collection unless you got like 20 kids.
But you can buy locks of hair of famous people on eBay.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
Britney Spears, probably making some money off that now she shaved her head. Hey!
I don't think she's making money from that. She did give it to somebody, though, I thought. She's like the cancer, like, you know, people who lose their hair through chemotherapy. You give your hair.
What about figurines? And you remember the little figurines that you'd get in the tea? What was it? The Red Rose tea?
Yes. Used to get figurines right in the tea?
In the tea came a little figurine. And I don't even think they were in a plastic or anything in the beginning. It was just a little figurine. It came, little ceramic figurine.
Really?
Came in the tea box with the tea.
Of what?
Just a little collectible.
But what was it of?
A small little figurine.
Dog, girl?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Little thing like that.
Oh, it was dogs and girls.
And then later, in plastic, in a little plastic bag, they would come. It was like, I believe it would be like a little teapot. But there would be like a little house, but it was a teapot. Small collectibles.
A house that was a teapot.
Yeah. Small.
Well, no. Yeah, I'm not thinking it's a real house.
It came with the mortgage papers and everything. And what about Avon? People collect Avon. They buy Avon to collect the bottles.
Really?
That was a big thing at one time. Yeah, the Avon bottles.
I never heard of that one.
Oh, sure.
No. It's,
and then regular figurines, like knickknacks and things like that. Like I noticed things over there on a little knickknack shelf, and there's like bears, it looks like to me. Little teddy bears. Little bears, all kinds of little bears.
Oh, yeah, my wife did collect those. Those were some kind of bear. I have no idea what they're called, but there's a special kind of bear. My wife.
And if we had her
those.
Here, we could ask her what drives somebody to collect something in particular. Like, there must be a reason why she collected bears. Well, you probably know, maybe. Why was it bears? What was it?
Yeah, she just liked bears. It was a thing. That's a whole thing with women. You're either an owl person, a bear person, a Raggedy Ann person. She's also into Holly Hobby. That's one thing my wife collects is Holly Hobby.
I remember that Holly Hobby
stuff.
So
she has plates and platters and the tea set and the whole Hobby thing. We have that all over our house. The Holly Hobby action figures. No, just kidding. It's all about
action figures. I used to have lots of action figures at one time.
And what happened? They just deflated after you were done with them? The blow up dolls?
Well, those I have now, but I collected the action figure when I was a kid.
Okay.
I was going to mention something else that was a collectible, too. Candles? People collect candles?
Yes.
Different kinds of candles. Sure. Some of them make them. Maybe soaps. People collect soap. Remember soap on a rope?
Yes, I love soap on a rope.
That's awesome, man. You don't really see that very often anymore, either.
No, you don't.
You used to be able to get like the Brute or High Karate package with the soap on a rope in it.
Yes.
That was a big thing at Christmas for me, man. Soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
I dug that. My dad was into that. And you hang it right in the shower head.
I remember my grandmother and she used to live with a guy. And he used to always get soap on a rope. And whenever I used to sleep at my grandmother's house, I remember always showering with the soap on a rope. I always thought that was good.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of Brute in the shower.
Yeah.
I smell so manly.
I smell a Brute in the shower.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Amy's on Yahoo Messenger, and she says, there's no apparent reason in many cases why collectors collect things. It's just an obsession. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you might just like the look of something for some reason and you want more of them.
Is it obsessive or is it impulsive?
Obsessive, impulsive.
Well, some people could take it that far. Yeah, like
I just did.
I think Bob Probert, he was obsessively, impulsively collecting cocaine products.
Cocaine products. I collected teapots for quite some time and have quite a few.
I'm a
still.
Little teapot.
And it's funny. Some people collect things and they have like hundreds and hundreds of whatever it is they collect, but they put them in boxes and put it away. Hide them. Nobody
that's
sees
right.
them.
That's right. That's it's
a buddy of mine collects Coke stuff, Coca-Cola, tons of Coke, Coca-Cola, yeah, Coca-Cola stuff like Coke coolers and plates and everything. And his wife's mother is a collector of Santa stuff.
Oh like yeah,
Christmassy Santa things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually at her house, had the wonderful opportunity of being there one time.
During Christmas.
It was during Christmas time, and it was to buy some soap because his wife, Kathy, makes soap. And she also said, I want to buy some as Christmas gifts.
Is it on a rope?
Nope, not on a rope, actually. There's an idea if you're listening to put some of your soap on a rope.
There you go. What's her name?
Kathy.
Okay.
And the amount of Santa stuff in this house, she actually had one particular big room that was for just Santa stuff. And then the whole house was filled. She had, I think, 3 or 4 Christmas trees up. Tons of Santas, and they had trains going around them. Santas climbing up ladders against the walls, plates everywhere. Santa madness. Total Santa madness, completely. Like, so, she's got thousands and thousands of Santa stuff.
And what does she do with it in the off season?
I think it's up all the time.
It's up all the time.
Yeah. Santa mad. She's Santa mad, yeah. I don't think it comes down. I don't know. Maybe the trees do. I'm really not sure, but a lot of it's plates, Santa plates around the, you don't take that down.
No.
You'd be left with hooks.
Unless you have
other plates to replace them with.
Easter bunny plates to put up. And
yeah,
then,
for one, something for every occasion. And there's always an occasion popping up, isn't there?
There's always an occasion popping up. Yeah. That's the greeting card companies always making sure there's something to buy a card for.
The good Lord collected occasions, and that's why we're left with all those.
The good.
Yeah.
The good Lord. That's why you're always talking about the good Lord on Sunday, because it's the Sabbath.
I think I sparked something in Amy to collect Christmas things now.
Ooh, I smelled dead air.
Dead air. What did Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant?
I don't know. What did the Pink Panther
dead
say?
Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant.
Dead ant. That's crazy.
What else could people collect? Vases?
You
clocks.
Say vase? Is that what you say? Vase?
You say vase, I say vase.
Yeah. Who's a vase? That's a French thing, I think.
Some people say vase. Some people say vase.
Put it in the zinc, and I'll put it over it. I'll put my vase in the zinc.
What are you
zinc.
Saying? What are you saying? Stop it. Picture frames? Possibly.
Picture
for
frames?
Pictures?
Possibly.
Lamps. Jugs, bottles, like your old moonshine bottle there. Sometimes people collect things like that. My dad used to kind of collect antiques. We had a trunk. We had the bottle. Come to think of it, that might have been our stuff.
No.
No, we had the trunk, the bottle, the an old saddle sitting on the trunk with a big wagon wheel, real wagon wheel, in his bedroom. That's what my dad had. He liked that.
That was kinky.
Big sword.
Sure.
All kinds of things like that.
There's the whole antique thing of collecting.
That's a big thing.
That's a huge collecting
thing. Collecting antiques, yeah.
Yes. You go to the antique barn down here on the 4, just off the 401, and the knick-knacky, paddy-wacky stuff you can get in there, it's insane. And it's stuff that you can't do anything with. It's stuff that is meant to round out a collection, like lighters, Zippo collectors. My son's
a lot of people do that. Yeah, sure.
12 years old, he's already started. He's got a decent little Zippo collection.
I was into that, and I collected Zippos, and I have a few of them.
And when did you start collecting Zippos?
Long, long time ago. I think I was, I don't know, kid, teenager maybe. But
okay.
I don't have a lot of them, but I liked acquiring them.
This is a collection you still have then?
Yeah. But I'd say maybe 5.
Oh, that's five. My collection. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. How many's your son got?
I think he's got a half dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just got him a new one for getting his first goal for hockey.
Oh, cool.
That was a little delayed gift, I guess. But then we
so you're encouraging the Zippo collection?
Sure, why not? He's not... he is somewhat pyromaniacal.
We caught him trying to burn the house down the other day.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're afraid your kid's going to burn the house down, but if you actually let him burn stuff, let him get that out, you know? Like he
let him burn the neighbor's house.
Well, that's the whole thing. We don't have neighbors at all, so
right.
They just go in.
Compost.
They go into the fire pit or whatever, and it's you know...
It's at home, so that's kind of cool.
Supervised.
He's not out at his... Well, maybe he's at his buddy's burn, but he's not... Somewhere he shouldn't be probably burning things.
Like. Well, yeah, we know he was doing that at one time. Yeah. My buddy found like a pile of 30 stick matches. He was making a collection of burnt matches. No.
But who didn't, right? I burned my share of stuff when I was a kid.
Oh, I was writing.
I mean, animals and no.
No.
Not animals, but things we burned.
I was into wax.
Things we burned for love.
The things we burned for love.
Captain and Tennille. No, I don't know who that is.
That doesn't matter. We had a gig last night, and there's these guys, and they're asking us to play Air Supply.
Oh, yeah? And did you?
Do you guys know any Air Supply?
No, but we're going to cut yours off in a second. How about records and tapes, CDs?
CDs.
Sure, I collected it all, man. I had so many record albums. Thousands I had.
Really?
And then thousands of tapes, cassette tapes. I was a big record collector, man.
And what did you do with your vinyl?
I sold it all to make way for CDs.
You sold to Dr. Disc?
And then I got rid of those, too. I had thousands of CDs. Not thousands of them, but a couple thousand, for sure. Easy.
So you feel that you've bought your share of pre-recorded music, then? Yes. JD's over there chit-chatting with their...
Pre-recorded music. Yes, I did. I had a huge share of pre-recorded music, for sure.
So there's a lot of people in your position who feel that since they bought a specific piece of music more than once, that you deserve to own it forever and ever, whatever the new way of...
Even if you got rid of the CD, but you have it as MP3.
Right.
I don't know. Some say yeah, some say no. I say... Sort of, I guess. I
I say
maybe it's not 100% right. And, you know, if you get rid of the CD, should you be able to keep a copy of it? I think maybe, yeah, if you're not sharing it.
Yes, don't be sharing it.
Well, why are you winking?
That's not... when you say don't share it, you can share it, just don't give it away.
Well, yeah, you can listen to music together.
Right. Whereas, like right now, I was just listening to one of your Split Beavers songs off your...
Yeah, but I made that. That was, you did?
Yes.
Off of what?
Well, I saw in my iTunes, I saw your iTunes music and I put some Split
Beavers. Oh, yeah. I have mine shared.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did that for Lana so she could listen to stuff on through my computer before.
Sure.
Split Neato. Beaver. I thought maybe, did I hear that actually a little while ago?
Did.
Yeah. I wonder. I don't remember how it went. Hey. But anyways, how long have we been on the air?
38 minutes.
And counting.
Yes.
So what other things do people collect?
Husbands, wives.
Yeah, actually, that's what she said. She said spouses. Forgot about my albums and CDs. Yes, your albums, CDs, and cassettes, you can trade them in. Bring them to a record store near you. I brought mine to Dr. Disc. Talk to Liam. Liam will hook you up, give you some cash for your record collection.
How much cash?
Few bucks a CD, maybe a couple dollars only,
yeah.
Depending on what it is or
sure.
What the demand is, the shape it's in.
Now, if you had unlimited space, would you have kept your CD collection? Or you were just going for the cash?
No, I don't think I would have kept it. I don't think there's any need. If I have a buddy of mine, we have all the same music, mm-hmm. And we both have external hard drives with all the same music on them. And if I didn't have the access to his, if mine potentially went bad, my external hard drive,
right.
And maybe I would have kept them. But because of the fact that I have a backup, I don't think there's any need to keep the CDs, and I wouldn't play them anymore. It would just be a keepsake to maybe one day be worth some money, but who knows? You'd die before that ever happens.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And nobody really, you know, some people said that, oh, you got rid of your records. Like, those would be worth so much money. And then, when are they really going to be worth some money? Or would they ever be? Not really.
Not in your lifetime.
Maybe to particular collector, but where are you going to find that guy? It's just useless, really. Took up a lot of space, and there was no need. Once it came out on CD, I kept or transferred some of the records onto digital format that I couldn't find.
Right.
Until eventually I found pretty well everything except maybe a few things.
Do you have any vinyl at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Friends records.
Oh, okay.
A few friends of mine that put out albums, I have those. Kept those.
You just put me in your ear, did you?
I put you in me, in your ear.
Ooh.
Am I in your ear?
Is it in yet?
Hey, this is 18 Plus Radio.
That's right.
The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on ATOC. A Touch of Class Radio.
A Touch of Class Radio.
Sunday mornings at 11.
Yep. Every Sunday so far.
Every Sunday, yeah.
Two in a row.
We're doing all right. We cut it close today. We went on just after 11, I think.
Again, we're looking.
We have issues, seems.
We won't, though. Eventually, everything's just going to be.
That's right. We're professionals.
It's going to be all good. Speaking of being professional, as far as this show goes, we're also podcasting the show, which you can find at www.thejabbercast.com. And you can get to our older shows there. And you can also find out what the next week's show is going to be. And if you'd like, you can give us some suggestions on what you'd like a future show to be. Let us know.
Future show topic. We could use that.
Go to the contact page on the Jabbercast website, and you'll find a My Chingo little widget there, and you press the Leave Me a Message button and just talk into your computer, and we'll get it, and we'll possibly even use it on the air. Or if you're giving us a suggestion, we're all about giving you what you want to hear.
And any of our listeners, feel free to leave us an ID on the My Chingo recorder.
Why, you don't know who you are?
No. I'm still trying to find myself, but I will during the spirituality show.
Oh, that's going to be good.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
You can leave an ID. Just, if your name's Frank, say, hey, this is Frank, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Yeah.
And if you want to add more to it, you can say, talk radio on the go on A Touch of Class Radio, Sunday mornings at 11. Big JD and Lippo.
I encourage other people who are podcasting to leave IDs for our podcast here.
We also do the other podcast. So-and-so from such-and-such a podcast, and you're listening to it. Yeah.
Every once in a while I'll get a...
Because we're all about the podcast, too, though. That's a big thing for us.
Yes, it is.
We record all our shows, even though they're live, and it's available as a podcast at the iTunes store. Subscribe for free, or from our website.
Yes.
And we have an archive of a lot of shows there. Almost 30 now we're pushing.
Yes, we are. And we actually teach podcasting.
That we do, at the college here in our wonderful city.
Yes, and what city is that? Berkeley. We teach podcasting at the Berkeley University.
University of Berkeley. we do. We teach podcasting and computer audio recording, digitizing your records and tapes, and lots of other fun things.
Sure. So if you have a company and you want all your employees to know about podcasting, give us a call.
We're the guys to call.
Yes, exactly.
Big JD and Lippo, the Jabbercast. We're professionals.
That's right. Professional podcasting personalities.
All those P's.
Good thing I don't have my P popper.
Good thing you
on.
Got a popper stopper on there.
This isn't actually a popper stopper. It's a
looks like a big red clown nose.
Windscreen of sorts. Yes, it's red and it's clownish. Don't be a clown. Some people collect clown stuff. They're all about clowns or circus stuff.
Yeah. Some people do. Little clowns. Doll, clown figurines and things like that. I would do that now that you mention it. I am a clown. I'm a professional clown.
Can I hire you?
Yes, you can.
How much is a clown?
Now?
How much is a clown?
It all depends on the package you take.
All right.
But
let's say I got
about $100 an hour.
That seems reasonable. Obviously, there's some kind of precedent set in whatever market you're in, I suppose, as far as what you're going to charge to be a clown.
Sure. Well, clowns all make about the same amount of money.
Of course.
Some make more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the going rate for most clowns.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have like Clairol the clown, who's the clown of clowns, I guess.
Around here, you mean.
Snips the clown is a clown's clown. But Claire, she does big corporate things. So I'm not sure what she gets. Maybe she may get the same thing an hour, but she does some pretty big events. So because of the time involved and what she does, mm-hmm. there's a lot more cost, you know, all the costuming and the dress ups and the costumes for other people and kids and shows with other people or clowns. And, so anyway, that's that.
Okay. Back to the collection.
SnipsTheClown.com.
Very good. Glad you got that in. Not that you're doing too much clowning.
No, I can't clown right now, actually, because of my shoulder. Snips is down for a while, out of commission, if you will.
Snips is unsnipped.
Be the end of the year before I start clowning around again.
That's too bad that you just got your career off the ground there as far as clowning gigs go. Then you have to kind of put it on hold for a little while.
Yeah.
Bummer.
But that's okay.
Collecting. What about money?
Was that today's show?
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah.
Yeah. People collect money.
Sure.
Bills and coins, but coin collection is a big thing. But yeah, money from different places, different countries, that sort of thing.
Yes.
That's a big thing, I think.
Yes. And stamps was the other one I said.
Stamps is huge, sure. Stamps is really big. Coin collection's big, a big thing. But stamp collection is, I think, maybe one of the biggest collectible items.
I'd have to think so.
And sometimes stamps that have been used are worth more than stamps that haven't been used. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
That's neat.
My brother had a stamp collection.
I have some original Elvis stamps, those ones that came out a matter of years ago that are used. And
used?
Some non-used.
Wow. Yep.
Used from my mom sent me a letter with used stamps. And there's probably like four of them on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now it's stamped. And I have brand new ones still. Those are, I think, the only stamps that I actually have.
And those are the ones you're keeping.
But at one point, I collected stamps as well.
That's interesting.
And money, we had a collection around the house of money from different places. My parents used to travel a lot. But I used to have some framed money on the walls from different countries that we sold our recordings at.
Oh, okay.
So orders would come. Sometimes, most of the time, it would be cash because we did like mail order.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get money from different countries and stuff. And sometimes I wouldn't.
Transfer.
Yeah, I keep that money and put in a frame because it the first money that came from some certain country.
Right.
So that was neat. Had a bunch of that kind of stuff.
That's
Italy
great.
And Belgium and wherever.
Awesome.
Germany and stuff. That was cool.
Very cool. People sending cash in the mail.
Yeah.
That's.
Remember those days?
It still happens. People send cash in the mail. I'm doing a website for Tom Lockwood and he sells a lot of CDs just the same way you're.
Yeah, so you're going to get cash, yeah.
He gets cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash in the mail.
Stew's up.
Are you hungry?
No.
Oh, you don't want to eat stew?
No.
Oh, that's stew. Okay. What about a jabber quote?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says. I'll get right on that. This week's jabber quote brought to you. No? He says, wait, don't even introduce the jabber quote yet. You're working on it, though, right?
Well, no.
No, you're not. Where you want me to work on it? Okay. I'll be working on the jabber quote. Got to pick something that is topical.
Okay, what's this week's jabber quote?
Easy, pal.
You were talking through the whole ID. I guess you couldn't hear the ID, could you?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, it's over now.
Oh, you're doing the
jabber.
Yeah,
well, I play the ID and you jabbered through the whole thing.
Can they hear me?
Well, yeah, because I don't have it set this time to switch us off or something, and nor do I know exactly how to do that because I haven't tested extensively. But
you want to play it again? I think you should play it again.
Play it again? What, do I look like Sam?
Play it again, Sam. That's what Stu wants you to do.
You want the jabber quote again for real?
The intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And the jabber quote this week is something on collectibles. I can tell you that.
I'm sorry. It's just not working out for the jabber quote. So prepared.
We could reuse the a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. That was from the first show. But no, we've actually got a jabber quote that's more collectible related for you coming up. in just a matter of seconds.
I'm sorry.
And it's brought to you by
Steve and Larry. Used
coin collections.
Thank you very much.
Steve and Larry's, what do you call those? Steve and Larry's pawn shop on the corner of Wabash and Strabane.
There you go. That's exactly the streets I used last week. That's awesome. You know, the jabber quote this week is just, it's just not coming coming my way here. I'm sorry.
We're professionals.
I know, and I'm trying to be as professional as I can while trying to get a...
I probably had a jabber quote, too, for this week in my show notes, and do I have my show notes in front of me? No, I do not. But as we speak here, I'm taking a look at the show notes, and for some reason, I thought I had a jabber quote, and no, I'm on the... looks like to me that I have still stuck show notes of show 27, which was our Get in Shape show last week.
Okay, there's the thing. It's hard to use the word collection in the word quote.
Slackers.
Yeah, we are slackers, that's for sure. Not normally, though.
Well, I emailed you and told you to have one ready, so. Oh, okay. No, I did not.
He just put the onus on Lippo there, I see. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about onus. That's quite a word. You talk about onus. I'll give you a jabber quote momentarily.
The onus is on me to talk about onus. You got it?
Yeah. I don't think we've used this yet. We did actually. I think we used this maybe. One man's junk is another man's treasure. Did we use that?
I don't know. It sounds good.
It sounds familiar, though. I think maybe two shows ago. Did we do a show that was, what was the show two shows ago?
No, now you're really... asking.
I think we did actually use that just to, you know. Why would we use that, though? I don't remember the show. You might want to call that up because we need next week's.
Okay, I'll do that. One's man's junk.
One's man's.
Is another man's treasure.
That's right. And I think we used it two shows ago. So if you check out the schedule and see what the show was on, they might give us some inclination as to why we would have used that two shows ago. Oh, that show's not up. You have to go to the show archives. Okay, you are there.
I'm at the show archives.
You're at the actual shows? What was two shows ago?
April Fool's.
What was before that?
That was our recap show.
Well, let's go with it.
That's what I say.
One man's junk is another man's treasure. What's that mean?
What it means is that people collect stuff, it's all junk. But to them, it's treasure, a bull. They treasure it for whatever reason.
I look at it a little bit different way, which you may look at it this way as well, but one man's junk, something that you might throw at the side of the road to be picked up by the trash, somebody's going to pick that garbage and say, wow, this guy's throwing that away? What's junk to one person might be a treasure to somebody else.
That's happened to me a couple of times.
Or maybe you, yeah. Yeah.
It's actually happened recently to a friend of mine twice, almost the exact identical same thing. He saw a keyboard at the side of the road in front of someone's house. They were throwing it away. It was one of those Ace Tones. Are you familiar with the Ace Tone keyboards?
I'm not 100% sure. Ace Tone.
Ace Tone,
what's
that? It's an old brand of keyboards. They did everything. I know Mr. Chill played one in Big Sugar. That was his live unit that he had. And this guy picked one up. It worked perfectly. It was awesome. And then about a month ago, went and did the jam thing in there on Wednesday, and one of those, like a Yamaha keyboard with speakers on the side and everything.
And it worked?
Worked perfectly well. Had MIDI in, MIDI out.
See, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
That's right.
I've found some awesome things in the garbage before. Sure. We used to go garbage picking every Sunday. We used to go to Devonshire Mall.
We used to go garbage.
Yeah, my dad, my brother, my cousins, my uncle, everybody. We'd all go together and go garbage picking all over the place.
Some dads take their kids fishing, but your dad took
it. A lot of times it was on Sunday because you go to the malls and they had the big bins and they threw good stuff away, man. We always found cool stuff in the big bin garbages. But then on garbage day, you go driving around and people throw great stuff away. We always garbage picked. I loved garbage picking. I'm an old garbage picker from way back.
You go to the mall and you go into the bins in the back of the store?
Yeah, I used to do it all the time.
What kind of stuff would you find in there?
I don't even remember half the things. A lot of times office type things. And I remember one time I found a nice brass garden hose adapter, you know, the...
Oh, right.
You know, the
spray.
The spray thing, yeah. Nozzle. And it was awesome. Like, fresh new. That was a really good find.
The stuff they throw away. I know that working at the trim plant, I remember we used to have seat covers, and they used to throw them away when they weren't good anymore.
Oh, like, yeah, but that you wouldn't be able to really pick that. Or
no, you can't pick it. That was the whole thing. I was trying to make the point there that you couldn't
like
get
a prison
stuff.
Those places.
Yes. No taking our garbage.
Well, there you go. This week's Jabber quote. One man's junk is another man's treasure. Or one woman's junk is another woman's treasure,
yes,
perhaps.
It's not a
We're not biased to who,
gender bias.
Who is what or what is who. Certainly not.
Next week's show. You want to talk about next week's
show?
Yeah,
what do we got happening next week? Is it spirituality yet?
You want to get into the spirituality show? I think we should do that one remotely from church. Sunday.
Oh, we can do that.
Sunday 11
Synagogue.
O'clock. Sunday at 11 o'clock is the...
Synagogue, is that the place you go to sin? Synagogue? Oh, no, that's the Swedish bathhouse.
You go to the Swedish ones? I go to the Asian ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's not
rub
a
and tug.
We'll
do a show on the rub and tug, and we'll go interview some of them.
Let's do a show remotely.
From a rub and tug?
Yeah.
Hey, me and you on a table next to each other, nothing on, getting rubbed and tugged. Sick.
Oh, you squirted all over me.
Oh, my God. There's no editing here, folks. This is live.
18 plus radio. Spirituality. Yeah. Being spiritual in a material world. Spiritualism. Spirits. Pop. Kool-Aid. No. Water. Well, what is spirituality anyway? Hey, Jods?
Oh, Jodes, yeah.
Oh, Jodes. Is that what that says?
This girl that I used to work with is... she's... talked about spirituality before, but would never tell me what exactly her take is on spirituality. And I always asked her, tell me what spirituality is. What exactly is spirituality? When you think about it right offhand, what is it? Quick.
It's the way you get in touch with yourself. And
there you go. But it entails...
Oh, what it entails. Goes on.
Or why, actually, why, you know, are you spiritual? Because most people don't, you know. Well, we get into it next week anyway. But
yeah, positively. That show, I don't think we're going to have a problem.
And what else are we bringing into that? There's the karma and everything, I think, eh?
Karma, chakras, yin and yang.
That's the rub and tug thing. Yinging and yanging and paying for it. But anyway, that's next week. And you'll tune in for that, I'm sure, folks.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show.
It'll be fun.
That's something that it's deep and you could go into so many different... I think I'm going to...
Crevices.
Yeah, you can get into a lot of cracks and crevices. Yeah, whereas... our collection show, I think, is just about wrapped up.
Is it just about wrapped up?
Just about.
How just about?
Just about wrapping up our collection show for the Jabbercast radio show on A Touch of Class Radio. Brought to you live every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. And we're your hosts, Lippo and Big JD. And we encourage our listeners to hop on Yahoo Messenger and
We're going to switch just to Yahoo or what?
I think
we're going to use Skype. What are we going to do?
I highly recommend us standardizing into Yahoo Messenger.
I think it seems that Yahoo is the messenger that the live radio people all use, and I don't really know why, but I believe that Yahoo Messenger will allow us webcam and voice chat and everything. So we might be able to do anything we want with that one particular. But then again, a lot of other ones do too. But this is the one that they use. So we kind of got to be
standardized.
Have that running. Standardized, yeah.
I'm all for that. And anybody can get it. You get a Yahoo account, which is as easy as just going to yahoo.com, get yourself an account, and then download the client and log in.
So you heard it here first, folks. We're going to be switching only to Yahoo.
Yeah.
Soon. Like next week.
Next week, for sure.
Okay.
Dive on Yahoo and...
Get on the show live through Yahoo.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. And then, of course, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. You can visit the website, jabbercast.com. Our username, for just message Yahoo that we're going to use is
right.
The Jabbercast. And my Chingo recorder, the best way to get a hold of us and leave us a message to Big JD and Lippo. Is that the end of the show?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, or the end?
No, we have a few more seconds. We want to take it right to noon. There we go. We're at noon.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, we started a little after, didn't we?
Yes,
we're not quite an hour, are we?
No, right, exactly.
Okay, see, we don't want to skimp here for our.
I don't know if someone else is coming on at 12 though. That's the whole.
No, thing. Not today.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Oh, so it's.
Oh, they would boot us off anyway, probably.
You can do that.
I guess they could kick. I suppose you could kick whatever's on.
Oh, I see.
Then you'd have to kick back.
I see. I understand the
and
protocol.
That's pretty much what we're going to do now, folks. Kick back.
And relax.
So there you have this week's Jabbercast, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week live on a Touch of Class Radio, touchclassradio.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you later.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.